What up?
Sweet emotion. Talking about things that nobody wears. I don't really know. We're coming apart. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast. I'm Andrea Allen.
This is like our job.
I know. Let's pull it together, team. Who do we have as our guest today, Lizzie?
Oh, my God. My name is Lizzie Cassidy, and our guest today is a great comedian and friend in real life, Zahid Devji.
Welcome back.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
guys?
Hey, how you
Return
doing?
Return guest.
Yeah. We all just get really serious yes. now. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, yes.
How are you?
We definitely didn't have a lot of fun before we turned this on.
I never have fun. Zahid also took the big sacrifice by wearing the poop hat.
I love
yeah,
it.
Brave,
the
brave.
Only person besides me who
Nobody
has worn
will
the poop
wear
hat.
The poop.
That's all I do.
It's just, you know, it's a poop hat. Hat.
Yeah.
I hate that we're on air now.
Yeah, I
we're
know.
So different.
It's
we're
so, so different.
We
what happened to
so
us?
Let's break
15
the fourth wall.
Minutes ago, we were crushing it.
All right, everyone do a little sad ba 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 ba. Okay, we're weird now.
I'm all right.
Sweet.
I'm not playing fucking improv.
We're in the new studio.
We're in a new studio, by
the
way.
Huge change.
Bigger, better, Italianer.
Yes, it's fantastic. And new producer. Shout
oh, yeah,
out.
Shout out. Oh,
welcome. Yes.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Happy to be here.
You're
Tim.
Fantastic. I almost said Chris, so Lizzie, I'm so glad you fucking pulled the trick on that.
It is Tim, right, Tim?
Yep.
It's Tim, yeah.
Fuck yeah. I should have
yeah.
just felt confident.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you're Tim-tastic.
Yeah. Ugh. No one's going to love you. No one's going to love out. Mike's going to get
Mike
him out.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's great.
No, we all love you. We all love you.
This
and,
is a safe
and we
space.
All love Tim now.
Yeah.
I don't like that he's behind. Usually I can see everybody. I can't see anybody behind
yeah.
you.
You're wearing
that.
Sunglasses.
Tim's actually
yeah.
holding up a swastika in the background, and it's really a problem.
And there's just writing on it that says, Lizzie loves this.
Yeah.
Please
totally,
don't leave.
Yes.
Totally
Please fine. Don't
we
leave.
We need you. This is what
this is
it's like to be
me.
Around us. More so me. I'm more so this guy.
To,
yeah.
I also have shitty little walls.
Yeah, you have shitty little walls.
Wait, what's your walls? What do you do?
What do you mean, what's my walls? I can't tell people.
No, tell us.
I do this thing where I go, I'm making fun of you.
Yeah.
So that nobody can see inside me.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Your wall okay. is also like, I'm not going to ask for help, even though I desperately
oh,
need it.
I'm not going to ask for help.
Dude, everything you're saying is cool.
I'm just gonna go away for a little while until I get better.
Yeah. Lizzie goes into a mole hole. And
I
I'm
literally
like, well,
see
I'll
nothing
see
wrong
see
with what you're saying right now.
Yeah. But now I have intimacy in my life, and so that's better.
The walls are
How long have you been
melting.
Dating? I can't believe we're talking about dating. This is fucking
like,
unbelievable.
Get over yourself.
Get over it. What are you?
Get under
I can't
myself.
I can't believe I'm on a girls' podcast talking about dating. I thought I used to be hard.
Last time I was here, we talked about horse fucking for an hour.
And that's dating.
Yeah.
They were dating.
They were
Sorry,
dating.
Were they not dating?
They
yes.
were dating.
They were in a relationship.
Said that they were dating.
Let's go. Let's
I
move
would
on.
Crush
to our...
a late night guest.
Oh my God, like a late night acid
Just
show.
Like a late night comedy show. So you got walls up?
Yeah.
So I hear you got walls.
Name three walls that you have up right now.
Ooh, yeah.
All right, let's move on to a segment. We got to keep it
the
on
Great
the rails.
Wall of China.
Yep. The Wailing up. Wall.
The Wailing Wall.
Free Palestine.
And.
A couple topics we won't touch.
And build
yeah.
that wall.
Yes.
I'm taking this off.
Build a,
Those are three walls.
The wall to Canada.
That's kind of cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zahid's glasses are off. Let's.
My head itched.
Let's. I. We must do a segment.
Yeah.
I will not stop until we do a segment.
Until what?
Let's.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Okay. Well,
I'm
you have
talking
so,
here.
You have something to say about.
I do have something, and this is kind of ripped from our dear friend Tyler Snodgrass. So I must give credit.
Yeah, he
where
does have a bit about this.
Credit is due.
I've heard about that guy. I think I met him. Actually.
Oh, I love him.
Great guy.
Shut your mouth, Zahid, and let me finish the fucking sentence. God. All right.
Okay, hit me.
Respectfully.
Yes.
Native New Yorkers think they're so fucking
so
hard.
Cool.
They think they've been through it.
Yeah.
You're a goddamn townie. You live with your mom.
Yeah.
And they're always coming at us transplants being like, you don't even know. I was in Bed-Stuy in 1755.
Yeah, you know what's hard? Moving here.
Right.
It's really hard to move here.
If I have one more Italian tell me like I could never understand the New York experience, okay, I wasn't here for 9/11. I'm sorry. I'm so
and
sorry.
Neither was I.
Right.
And where were
well,
and where were
allegedly.
We?
Allegedly.
Yeah. And do we all have an alibi
and
for that day?
And what's your what was your location? Hmm?
Well, don't ask the brown guy. Let's
ask
each other.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
hey, Tim, just kidding.
Okay, where were you?
Not here.
Not right. here.
Wait, you were here.
Ah, damn it.
You're from here.
Yeah. You're one of these hoity-toity native New Yorker cons.
No, no, I just, I don't like New York anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm in my 30s, you know.
You're in your 40s, let's be honest.
That was a crazy laugh.
You look bad, dude. You gotta stop drinking.
No, you look great.
Oh my God.
You look great.
Dude.
You don't look a day over 39.
I'm 37.
Mean poking.
I love it.
Remember,
Wall.
It's because I like you. Mean poking.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't like New York. It's expensive. There's too many people here. Nobody's from here. It's fucking dumb. It's not.
It's whimsical.
What's great about it? Airport pricing everywhere? Awesome.
Yeah, well, you can get dinner at 1 in the morning. That's pretty good.
You get dinner literally or anywhere at 1 in the morning.
That's not true. That's fundamentally untrue.
In Wyoming?
I was in Charlotte last week.
Okay.
And you got a Domino's pizza?
A guy gave me a sandwich.
Charlotte, I barely know her. Hey.
Yeah, a guy gave you a sandwich outside. That's not the same as getting in a sit down Italian dinner at 1 in the morning.
Shout out to Little Frankie's.
Shout out Little Frankie's.
All right,
don't cut that.
All right. No one can
we
know.
We must gatekeep that
yes.
place.
Sorry.
Oh, it's a good place.
Yeah. It's a great place.
Where?
It's in East Village.
Oh, okay. All right. People will know about it.
Yeah, people know about it, but you can always get a table. It's so nice.
My fiance, he goes to Cleveland. He's okay. on and off Cleveland, New York. And when I go to Cleveland and I come back to New York, I'm like coming up for air. There's just like furries and like women with their tits out and
that
sounds awesome.
Way better.
Yeah, New York. That's New York.
Oh, they meant Cleveland.
No, Cleveland's all like.
That's like Cleveland sounds great.
No, Cleveland's all like pigs who voted for Trump. They're a nightmare. It's
I'm not,
so
we are
boring.
Coastal elitists.
Yeah,
famously.
I think New York's not. I don't think New York is like better than Cleveland, but can we not act like
it is?
No. I'm saying like I don't think that's like a contest.
Sure.
I'm just saying, can we not act like it's like the greatest place in the fucking? It's not.
But it is.
It's not.
But it is.
It's
what's better?
Yeah.
Where would you rather live?
How big is your apartment?
Actually, huge.
What?
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This does not help.
I have like a huge, beautiful apartment.
Yeah. Where she lives with her huge, beautiful partner.
No,
sorry.
No, he's not allowed to live there. It's too huge.
You have
beautiful.
A one bedroom?
It's a studio with a loft.
Fuck you.
All right, but you.
I have stairs. I have everything. I have everything you could have in the suburbs and more.
Yeah.
You don't.
I thought you were. So wait, where in New York did you grow up?
I grew up in Queens. We grew up poor.
See, that's even more towny. That I hate when the people from Queens are like spaghetti to me. And I'm like,
well, I don't think you're like this.
Yeah. They're like, I was in Boogie Nights. And I'm like, I lived through a pandemic here. Can you give me a little bit?
Also, you weren't in Boogie Nights.
No, you weren't. You were hanging with your mom getting breastfed marinara sauce. And you're not better than me. All right.
Where are you from?
I'm from Vancouver. I'm a Canuck.
Why'd you leave?
It's a big question.
Vancouver's
to do
great.
This.
To do this.
Vancouver is awesome. I was there like last year. It's fantastic. We did a hike. I saw the fucking woods.
That's big time woods.
It's great.
Yeah. No, it's
what's
it's,
in the woods?
I
that's
made
for
a mistake.
Fucking
you can't get a sit down Italian dinner at 1 a.m. in the woods. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
New York is fine. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I'm in my 30s, and I don't give a shit anymore about trying to act like it's this amazing, cool place when that's really just great for 20-year-olds that moved here and want to like.
It
have
is
the
a 20-year-old playground. I will say that.
I don't agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're also in your 20s.
I think the older.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
but I'm
true.
Sober, so I'm 49.
Yeah.
You are the oldest 26-year-old I've ever met in my life.
Thanks. Everyone says that to me, and it never hurts my feelings.
She's an old soul.
Yeah.
Dude, the other day someone said to me, you guys know past guest Maddie Wiener. Maddie Wiener is a year
Madeline
younger.
Penis.
Yeah.
Madeline Penis. Maddie Wiener is a year younger than me. And someone said, you're like Maddie Wiener if she'd been through 10 years of hell. And I went,
okay, great.
She's a year younger than me, so I guess I'll kill myself tonight in my big, beautiful
you're like,
apartment.
Actually, I'm a girl, so if you could not.
So if you could not.
Yeah.
But my point is, the older I get, the more like, when I was 18, 19, 20, 21, living in New York. I had no money. I had no real friends. I was just fucked up all the time. And it was like fine, but it wasn't actually fun. Now it's actually fun.
Yeah.
Now I have like people and places to go. And I can like buy myself something nice. It's way better. New York is way better the older you get and the more you have your shit together.
I don't like you because can, like, you have to because it's like a shitty live place
here
to live
instead of surviving here.
Yeah,
right. But the fact that it's the only place where you can you have to like work to live.
You have to work to live everywhere.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I mean, like most places aren't like, oh, I'm barely surviving. Like most
yes,
places.
They are.
Like,
have you been to tour? Is America not scary? Is everyone not on opioids?
But everyone's
just, like,
not like
hanging
trying
on?
To barely afford like some regular place. Like Austin, maybe.
I think they are.
New York, Austin, LA, maybe. But like if you go to Houston, people are like, I'm doing all right.
Everyone's home. What are you talking about?
No, you're saying LA
I'm
is
saying
like
those cities are not like those aren't like cities that like you know you glorify in your head as like places to be, but like you can go and actually have like a regular life somewhere and it's fine.
Yeah, but when do you want to have a regular life? I don't have a regular life in a shit
You won't
city.
Convince me.
Yeah.
Like, if you love New
no,
York,
No, I'm
great,
not trying
but...
to convince you. I'm telling you how
it's
I
fine.
Feel.
Yeah, I'm saying New York is fine.
You
it's
won't corner me.
Yeah, New York's fine.
Hey,
I don't mind.
Buddy,
I don't
I'm
mind
not trying
it.
To change you. I'm just trying to talk to you.
Baby, it's okay. Hold my hand. Hold my hand.
I hate
Hold it.
It's
rejected. I'll never
it's
get
fine.
Over
it. It's fine. New York's yeah. fine. I don't
Here's my thing that's related to this, and I think it's going to make everyone in the room very upset.
Okay.
Enough with the pizza. I don't care about pizza.
Oh.
I don't give a fuck about pizza. Everybody's always on my ass about going to this new pizza, the best pizza. There's a ceiling for how good pizza can be.
That is fair.
It's fine. Pizza's fine. It's always going to be fine. I've traveled to the shitty, like... Oh, it's you gotta go 49 minutes on the train to try this slice of pizza. And every time I get there, it's just fucking pizza.
And they just shit in your mouth and call it pizza.
I mean, it's fine. It's yeah. not bad. But it's like, it's a bite of pizza has never changed my life.
I'll say this. When I was broke and I was like working in fashion, running around the like garment district midtown for 7 hours, that dollar slice.
This is my point.
That I could get, like that's all I could afford was one of the most amazing.
It's amazing.
It's like now once you're an opulent pig, nothing feels good. But when you have just this much.
The dollar slice is amazing. I'm saying it's as good as the rest
yes,
of the
I don't disagree.
That's crazy.
We can almost
that's
better.
People's fucking crazy.
I actually agree. I agree.
The dollar slice is not as good.
These Italian talks about the best pizza in the city. It's all bread, sauce, and cheese.
No, it's not
it's
true.
Fine. Oh. By the way, Joe's pizza is bad.
Joe's pizza is bad. Joe's pizza is bad.
Oh my God.
Joe's pizza's bad.
Why don't you eat
Joe's
one of those?
Joe's pizza's bad. Oh, there's basil on it.
Oh, you
Blow
got a picture
me.
Of Spider-Man on the wall, so I'm supposed to like your pizza.
A Spider-Man is so funny.
Oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger
came here. Not a picture of Spider-Man.
Here.
A Spider-Man.
You got a Spider-Man and a Frank Sinatra on your wall, and I'm supposed to go, this is the best pizza I've ever had. It's floppy.
Yeah.
It's greasy.
It's thin.
And it's got too much weird cheese, and it's bad.
Yeah, I agree. Although, I will say this. When I moved to New York, I'd never had a white pizza before. And that really blew my weave back. But now, I again, don't care. I like all that.
I think the minute an Indian guy starts serving you pizza, it's bad.
I love that pizza.
The dollar slice with the Indian guy. I'm like, you
I
should.
I love the Indian
you
guy.
I
dollar
hate
slice
the Indian
pizza.
Guy at the pizzeria.
I love
and it's
the
fine
because
I told him to go back to where I came from.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. And that's what we have you on
just
here.
Just telling Chinese people to go back to where you came from.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not racist if you wait for the end. The end makes a left.
Mike, are you mad at me? Oh, you don't have a microphone?
Silly take. Oh.
No,
it's a very
I'm
silly
right.
take,
yeah.
Mike.
I'm right.
Yeah.
You're not right.
One time, okay, this
what, do you
is
think,
crazy.
You think the Lunchables cold pizza is the same as the dollar slice?
Zion, I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, my God,
here
you
go.
Like it. You like
I love
the
Lunchables
yeah.
cold
I knew you.
Pizza.
I fucking I like knew it when you started. I was like, I bet she eats that and goes, this is fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I totally agree on this one.
Okay. One time I had to have like minor surgery and
like
what
a
is
child
that?
Did the surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, he was really good for a kid. Not great for a surgeon, but really good for
a kid. Well behaved.
Yeah. What's that neighborhood at Midwood? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yes.
It was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's like this pizza place that everyone's like, it's the pizza place. You got to go. So I made my boyfriend at the time, not my current boyfriend, another guy who we don't love. Mm-hmm. I asked him nicely to take me
after
to have
a surgery
because I wasn't allowed to leave on my own. I needed somebody to like
God,
care
what
about
a pill you are.
I'm really, really high maintenance. And I got out of the surgery and he goes, we gotta go to this pizza place. We're never going to be in this neighborhood again.
That's so a I'm good like, sentence.
I'm like doped up not, from I mean, not having post-surgery. Surgery. Yeah. Not post-surgery. I can barely see what's in front of me. I'm like, and he makes me go to this place where we have to stand outside and wait for a pizza. And it takes like 40 minutes. And then I tried it and it was okay at best.
Yeah. Yeah. Also,
but you were also from coming off of surgery. So I feel like you didn't,
it
you were
been
in
better.
And there.
I should have loved it.
It should have been better.
I hadn't eaten in 2 days. I was high.
Yeah. Have you ever,
yeah, you were
drugs?
High. But you were not like, you weren't like weed high. You were like opioid high.
Yeah. The best
high.
Yeah, kind of the, high. The,
that's not a food high.
No, I wasn't opioid high. I was anesthesia high, which
that's not,
is a food high.
That's not a food high.
Yeah.
Anesthesia.
I'm about to have anesthesia. So afterwards, bring me a big old slice of pizza.
But, I mean, it was
and put
just
it on
like,
my fake tits. That
this
I'm getting.
Whole, like, you're, I mean, you're saying we got to go, we got to take a ferry to get a pizza.
Yeah,
it's
to the
like,
Rockaways.
You know exactly what it's going
to
taste like.
I have to
like.
Get on a surfboard and go to Bensonhurst to get something
I
so
know.
Fucking mid.
I know that you know exactly what it's going to taste like, and I'm over pretending that you don't. It's going to taste like fucking pizza.
Yeah. I know that when you said ferry, it was a boat, but in my head, it was a little angel with wings that took you to a pizza place.
Now that would be something.
And that's when you're on drugs. And you're like, a little fairy.
And that's your brain on drugs.
That's your brain on drugs.
I will say this also, the attitude that these legendary pizza place people have.
Oh, they think they can be all mean to you because they put
God.
Sauce on a dough. I can't.
It's like.
A dough?
Yeah.
What is
happening?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Lizzie, and let me speak.
Lizzie's high right now. You putting sauce on a dough?
You swirl a little circle of sauce on a circle of dough, and then you act like you can fucking yell at me for spending money at your establishment.
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
They're also hustling you. They're like, what do you want?
Yeah, they're like, you gotta know before you come in here what you want. It's like, well, I do because you only have one thing.
Right.
That's part of the experience. I thought you loved New York.
This is my gripe.
This is her gripe.
You know
where people don't do that? Literally everywhere else. Literally go to Kentucky. No one will yell at you.
Yeah, but they're all racist and annoying.
Fucking hell yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
Great. It's great. Yeah. It's great. You leave. They talk behind your back, but in your face, they're very nice to you. I love that.
Yeah, my take is Chinatown, Chinese people, ugh.
Oh, God. What are we talking
that's
about
my
right
take.
Now? Anyway, I'm over the pizza. Get out of my face about the pizza. Everybody always...
Yeah. Sorry, Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
Tim is actually Chinese culturally.
Tim pizza?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's all right.
Do you like it when they stuff the crust?
I like the stuffed crust.
See, I like it when they stuff the crust.
Yeah,
too.
That's kind of fun.
Like Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
so
you
it's
like
settled.
Pizza Hut?
Dude.
Yeah. I love Pizza Hut.
It's
Dude.
My favorite. I get excited to go back to Houston because I have.
You don't
points.
Have to go back to Houston. They have them here.
No, they have Domino's here. And
no,
I had it last night.
No, go to fucking Harlem or Bushwick and they have Pizza Hut.
I'm not going to those types of places, but I do have Hut Rewards points.
You're a Hut member.
This is literally true.
I love Pizza Hut.
Your username
look
is Jabba
says.
The Hut.
It says Happy Birthday Zahid from Pizza Hut.
Okay, Zahid.
Is it your birthday? What was your birthday today? Your birthday was 4 weeks ago. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so
Instead
much.
Of a girlfriend, you can just have Pizza Hut tell you happy birthday.
Thank you. That's what I was saying.
Right.
Yeah,
and
I
that's
have.
Beautiful.
And you know what?
She
never,
doesn't give you points.
You know what? I'll never tell you happy birthday.
She's just making points at you.
You know what I'll never tell you happy birthday? Fucking Ellen B. Spumoni Gardens or
never.
Fucking DeFara's. They're never going to tell you happy birthday. They're just going to yell at you and make fine pizza.
Yeah.
That's not true. I got a birthday card from DeFara's.
Paperless Post
it's only
actually
pizza
sent
places
me regards.
That wish me happy birthday.
Anyway, that's my little take on that.
I agree with you, brother.
Yell at me. Come for me, Italians. Yeah.
Come on me, Italians.
Yeah. Come marinara sauce right in my eyes.
Yeah.
My boyfriend is Italian.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's always like, let's go to the pizza.
Yeah.
Let's go find the pizza.
He's 7 years old.
Yeah. Can you take me to pizza?
He's seven. And he has a juice stain on his mouth. Can we get pizza?
Have we not talked about Lizzie being a pedophile on this podcast yet?
We haven't brought that up.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Famously.
When you were a kid, did you think the juice stains were cool? Because I thought they were cool.
No.
I remember this one guy.
Maybe I did, actually.
I thought this kid, Mickey Doherty, had one. And I was like, man, it's cool that he has juice stains. I used to think that in my head.
Yeah, it was like, if there was like a girl that I thought everything she did was cool.
Yeah.
This one is so weird. I remember she Okay, when my parents told me to wash my hands, they told me to get my hands wet.
Oh, no.
Get your hands wet and then put soap on your hands and then wash your hands. And then I saw her wash her hands and she put soap on her hand before she got her hand wet. And I was like, I guess that's what the cool kids do.
I mean, you got it.
And now I think about her every time I wash my hands.
Really?
Isn't it funny that little core weird thing will sit, live rent free forever?
And I remember we were playing this like
tiny little
We were playing like The Sims or something. And my Sim had to like take a bath. And I thought, well, she's cool and she doesn't get her hands wet before she put soap on them. So I put shampoo on the Sim's hair while it was dry. And she went, how would you like it if someone put dry shampoo on your hair? And I was like, fuck!
I ruined it!
No, I wanted to be cool!
Just the pursuit of being cool.
I thought she was doing everything dry.
I used to wear the cool hot girls were the nice lip gloss, like the really sparkly lip gloss. And I would just smear that on until I was asked to take it off at school once. They're like, it's simply too much.
It's just disgusting.
They're like, you look fucking
Do you remember the kid who had like a cold simply all winter?
you're a fucking
mess. I love that your principal's British. It's simply too much.
It is Canada.
You're too much.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, there were Brits in there. Yeah.
Do you remember that kid who had a cold all winter and just would have fucking Vaseline all over
God, I hated
shit.
That kid.
Just like all over their like bottom face was Vaseline.
For me, it was a girl. Her name was Jackie, and she had that, and I was so attracted to her.
Really?
Yes.
You have mouth
you
stuff.
You want to slurp it up?
No, yeah. She was just like snotty and gross, and she didn't give a fuck, and I was like, God, that girl's cool. She just didn't give up.
You are so hot. I love it.
We should find her and see if she could be our wife.
She's a machinist now. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
What's a machinist?
I don't know. I think they're like
she operates machines.
And they do stuff like this.
She's in the army.
She's in the army.
Yeah. She's blowing
and
snot
she's still
at everybody.
Got snot stuff going on.
Speaking of Chinatown, I'm sorry.
Stop
I'm
doing
sorry.
That was the last one.
I like it because everyone gets mad and that makes me laugh.
Whew, we should take a break before I say something hard, worse than I've already said. Yeah. All right.
I think Zahid makes you almost manic.
Yes, he is. I haven't slept a lot and Zahid's got this freaky little energy and I am just
freaky little energy.
Right on there. I'm on the edge. I'm on
I
the
am
edge.
Wearing time traveler's glasses.
Yeah. I don't really know where I am right now. So let's take
shit.
A break and I'm going to shake in the corner like a little dog and we'll be right back. When the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, that's
fine.
A Zahid.
It's fine.
It's actually fine. Welcome back to Respectfully Podcast. We're going to dip our toe deeper into the race relations.
Here's my little thing.
Lizzie, let's go.
I'm over, and this is kind of a stand-up thing, but it happens all over the internet. I'm over men getting away with being misogynistic by just saying white women.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm over that. Here's the thing. You can talk shit about white women. We're bad.
We know the ones
we're
you're talking
really
about.
We're really bad.
Barbecue calling the police.
Really bad.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Oakley sunglasses, Emmett Till. We know what we did.
I get it.
Feet
married
on the
to
airplane.
Yeah.
Feet on the airplane. Little dog.
Crusty
I get
hair.
It.
The
we're
whole
the
thing.
Worst. I get it.
Wait, I got more.
Y'all keep going. And
keep going.
Crystals in your pocket.
Yeah. Crystals in our pocket.
Fucking eat, pray, love signs
eat, pray,
in your living
love,
room.
Live, laugh, love.
Italy.
I mean,
being offended on our behalf.
Yep.
Yeah. So I get it. We're annoying. We're insufferable. We contribute to systemic racism. We're bad. But when white men do it, when white men go, the problem with white women, blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. Here's my little thing about that. Every woman in that man's life is white. Your mother's white. Your girlfriend's white. Your friends are white. Your friend's mothers are white. So you are talking about women.
Yes.
You're talking about the women in your life.
Yep.
And you just want to call them annoying. And if you weren't so much of a coward, you would just say, women are annoying.
Yeah.
But you say white women, so nobody's allowed to say that you're being an asshole.
Just
but I think you're being an asshole.
Put a cigarette next to your face and go, I'm my bitch wife.
Yeah.
Dice.
Talk about your bitch wife. Couch it. Don't fucking make all of us have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So you're talking about just white men.
The biggest problem I have is with white men. I think there are men who aren't white who do it a little
but
bit.
Hold on, but you have men in your family, so just say all men.
Whoa, what? You just flipped it.
Math is not making sense to me on that one.
He said you're shitting on white men, but you don't only
you're shitting on white women.
Yeah, I'm shitting on white men who do this thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all white men do this thing.
Well, that's what they're saying about.
No,
women.
They're saying all white women do A, B, and C.
Yeah,
okay.
And I'm saying just say women.
Don't poke holes in our defense of white women. I'm saying, shut your brown mouth on this podcast.
Just sack up enough to make fun of women.
I'm going to take the opposite on everything you say. That's, when you're like, pizza, I'm like, oh, I love it.
And buddy, that's a podcast, yeah. And I hope you do.
New York, I hate it. Women, annoying.
I hope you do.
Yip, yip, yap, yap, blah, blah, blah.
So anyway, that's just what I don't know. That's what I think.
This happened once. God, this happened at the Creek in the Cave in New York. Shout out to it. Rest in peace. Yeah. What an institution and a crazy place.
Truly, rest in power.
Rest in power. Lizzie went on stage, this was years ago, and you were doing a root joke about your own experience. And
classic Lizzie Cassidy.
Lizzie Cassidy.
Just shit faced at the Creek at 3 a.m. being like, I was raped. Why aren't you laughing?
That's actually what I currently do.
Yeah.
But a comic went on after you and was like, why are you talking about getting raped? I'd fuck you. And it was so heinous. And I was going next. And I was like,
you know what's funny? I have no memory of this.
Oh, I remember it so well.
Who was it? Just write it.
I'll write it down. But I remember being like, I have to go up now and yell at this guy and be the white woman bummer that everyone's going to hate.
And it sucks when you have to be the white woman bummer because we're famous for not letting anybody have any fun.
Right.
And I want everybody to have fun.
But you painted me in a corner by fucking yelling at my friend about how it's like kind of her fault that she got raped.
Because
she's like, you fucked this guy?
Yeah.
After I yelled at
him? No, I didn't fuck him. Oh my God. I'm just kidding.
After I, you set back women by rewarding this behavior?
No, I didn't fuck him.
But I was like, I don't want to be the nyeh. But you're being a misogynistic pig and getting away with it with your little racism misdirect. And I see you.
I love a racism misdirect.
I mean, that's your whole act. But I'm saying they're not. That should be your first album title, Racism Misdirect.
Really,
but you're like smart and you can talk about that experience. He's just a annoying white guy who hates women. Yeah. And I see ya.
I see ya.
I see what you're up to.
So what'd you guys do?
After I bombed. I went up and I was like,
the thing about being the nyeh white woman is you're gonna bomb.
Yes.
Nobody wants to laugh at that.
It was fucking Hiroshima and that bitch. And I was like, you know what? Fine. If I have to defend my drunk 21-year-old's friend's honor that she's not even really asking for, then I'll do it. And
truly
I'll be
no memory of that.
And you look in the corner of Lizzie's whole mouth is on a water fountain. She has no idea what's going on.
Like, what happened?
Lizzie's getting roofied in the corner, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I probably left the room to try to fuck someone worse.
Yeah, I know. Not all heroes wear capes.
Yeah.
And not all female comedians do the right thing.
Yeah.
But boy, am I that fucking guy, and boy, does it not help me in any fucking way, shape, or form.
It's just a nightmare.
Beautiful. Yeah, it sucks dick. It sucks big
old
cock.
How do you feel about white women?
Yeah.
A big fan.
Yeah.
I am. You guys are great.
Are you a friend to women, Zahid?
I think that's a crazy thing to have to say.
Yes.
I think it's like an insane
in
thing.
This economy, I think you have
when
to.
When they're like, I'm an ally. I like it when they're women.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Those are also rapists. That's
crazy.
Covering it up. Yeah.
That's why, like, with the race stuff, I'm like, yeah, make jokes. You know why you can make those jokes? You're not racist.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's the point.
It's like the person that usually is like, I don't know, probably
sometimes the person that is also does.
You can just tell, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, like, wear a fucking hat that says, like, feminism or whatever.
I mean, I think it's kind of the same thing. Like, the person who thinks it's funny to just say a racial slur.
No, you shouldn't do
it's
that.
It's also, like, that's what I'm saying. The person who thinks it's funny to be like,
yeah.
White women are fucking me. And it's like, you're not doing anything funny about this.
Right.
You're just hating women.
It's not a dice character. It's not 80s comedy. It's not Sam Kinison. You're just a shitty,
just
boring
like
guy. Yeah.
And you've forgotten, you've done so many open mics that you've forgotten that women go to comedy shows.
Yes. Yes.
God, they're not going to love that.
I love to see that tank. Yeah. And then I go up after and I go, this fucking guy. And they're all like, yeah.
Yeah, or I do that and their boyfriends are like, this is what he was talking about.
This whole up there.
Oh my God. I had to do a show last night for like 19 drunk Argentinian guys who didn't speak English. And at one point I went, do you guys not understand what I'm saying? Or that's do you just not like me?
Yeah. I love this.
And then they all went, we don't understand. And then the one guy in the front went, I don't like you. And I was like, you are my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy rules.
Yeah, that guy rips.
And I said, because you know what? I don't like you either. this was never going to work between
that's
us.
It's a true connection.
Yeah, and then we could all be friends.
Truth in comedy.
Yeah.
Dude, I had the crazy.
And then they started yelling at me that Joe Rogan was good, and I hadn't said anything
good.
About
yeah.
him.
Oh, but you hadn't mentioned it at all? That's great.
And I was like, okay.
I was in LA.
And then I said into a microphone, I have to stand here for 10 minutes to get paid. Do you have any other questions?
Yeah, what we do is an art. What we do is an art.
Yeah, it was nice.
I was in LA and this guy had it was at a hostel show, so everyone was like,
oh, hostel shows.
Foreign.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Foreign.
From like not America. You know. Yeah. And this guy had like his phone out and I go, why are you on your phone if you're going to sit in the front row? And then like 5 seconds later, he goes, it's translating. And I go, oh, this is awesome because you're going to get everything
you're
I say 5
yeah.
seconds later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at one point he just put his phone down and I told him I was going to fuck his mother.
That's beautiful.
But he didn't know because he put his phone down. And he just went like that. And I go, this is all I ever wanted.
Yeah.
Do you think
someone
he stopped
to smile
translating?
And not listen to me.
See, you'd be great with a wife.
Yeah, you would be great.
Do you know how often I look at my boyfriend, smile and nod and don't listen to what he's saying?
It's beautiful.
And he knows. Also, he just told me, he was like, I think I can start listening to your podcast. So this might be the first one he listens to.
Hey, buddy.
But he knows that sometimes he's talking about something he deeply cares about. And I go, Yeah,
that's nice.
It's just not hitting me.
It's like a foreign person with their phone down.
It's really nice. And I do that to him.
Amazing.
I yap away at him and he goes, that sounds hard.
Well, if it helps, right?
That sounds hard is huge.
That sounds hard.
If it helps, I am dating that 63-year-old Italian man.
That's
beautiful.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
So,
is this
out.
His shirt? You're wearing your boyfriend's shirt?
And his mustache.
Isn't it crazy that I'm an immigrant and you're not?
If we don't start the pod that way, I'm going to be so upset.
I'm going to talk about my lived experience now.
That's the clip.
If that's the
There's
clip.
No other context.
And right afterwards, I hate Chinatown. Just
guys,
you're going to start selling out comedy clubs.
Dude, I'm going to try to enter the Tim Dillon space so hard.
Yeah.
I'm edging and I'm fully in there. But I had a show. I know I'm overheating. I'm wearing furry glasses. I'm disclosing. I had a show the other day, deep Elmhurst, Queens.
That's
like my wife, people, it's there. And I
Wait,
was
you conflated two
Borat?
People. Borat or I hate my bitch wife.
They're kind of the same.
So we're talking Eastern European Andrew Dice Clay.
Polish people.
Who are we talking
Polish
about?
Polish Andrew Dice Clay rules, by the way.
Yes.
That's like a really good idea.
How many Polish Andrew Dice Clays does it take to change a light bulb?
So I was doing that kind of material.
My light.
My bitch light. Yeah.
So I was trying to do that kind of comedy because I wanted to respect their culture.
Oh my
it was
God.
One. It was,
take my light, please.
It was in a bar where Goodfellas, a lot of Goodfellas
oh, I've
was
been to
shot.
That bar.
Yes, shout out Near Tavern. And
yeah,
I was excited to be a pig with them, and they were not interested in that, which was, I was like, I don't know what to do. I came here to do pig crowd
you
work.
You unfairly judged them.
Yes, I did.
They
yes.
wanted smart comedy.
Yeah. And I was like,
and you gave them slop.
I gave them slop, and I said, is anyone here Gen Z? And only one young guy was, and he put his hand up, and I was like, fuck you. I gave him the middle finger because I'm edgy and cool.
Nice.
And then I later found out that he was disabled.
This is great.
So I'm just giving someone's disabled son the finger.
I mean, what kind of?
You,
what kind
nobody
of
made you tell that story into a microphone.
What? No, I'm sorry.
I could have just lived in Queens forever.
No,
but now we all know that you did that.
I'm checking
too.
My what, privilege. I don't. I'm not ableist. I don't see disabilities.
Kind of what kind?
I don't
kind?
Know. I'm not sure. But his dad was there with him. And I was like, oh, this was like a night where he took his son out for like a nice night.
And
then there's this fucking
and
monster
you basically
being
went
like,
on stage and you were
fuck
like,
you.
And you were like, so you guys are dumb, right? Fuck your disabled kid. And you expected them to stand and applaud.
They're not going to stand and applaud. Did you hear the thing of the story? I'm getting out of here. Then he just... Excuse me. Sorry, excuse me.
It was this mistake that I made, and I have to check my privilege.
He goes, let's roll, Dad.
Yeah, let's roll. I'm not going to stand for this.
Okay, let's take
of he's in a wheelchair.
Let's take a break.
That's why we're making these jokes.
Let's take a break.
Maybe white women are the root of all evil.
Yeah, actually, we are. I just told a story. I was like, look at this cute, awful thing I did. Aren't I interesting and fun and not just a bad guy?
Yeah.
We'll take a break and we'll be back in a second.
And we're back.
Sheree gon' like it.
I love it.
Rock the Casbah. MIA. MIA. Sorry about that. MIA.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know.
Why are you sorry?
I didn't sleep a lot.
It was weirder that you said sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to make up for what I was like before.
I missed what you said.
I did Rock the Casbah. I thought I was like, you know, being whatever.
You said your class song was like, I'm sorry. I said like a guys, slightly ethnic one word in the song.
You can't say anything these days.
That's so funny.
I know. White women are really going through a hard time. What can I say?
One time my friend was driving and she goes, there's a really great Indian restaurant here. And she goes, and I'm not saying that because you're here. And I go, I didn't think that until you said that last part.
Yeah,
like you don't have to do like the minute that you, I'm like, now it's over. Now the whole thing is done.
Zahid, you're welcome here. Your lived experience is appreciated.
Hey, we don't even care that you're different.
One of those.
Yeah. You're one of the good ones. And so let's sing Rock the Casbah again together and hold hands.
Sorry after Rock the Casbah. So funny.
No, it is so funny to say sorry after you say it. Like,
oh, I'm sorry.
Do you guys want to get Chinese or Japanese? Sorry.
Bee's knees. Look at these. Yeah. I'm so sorry about that.
Well, that one you should be sorry.
Let's just go to Applebee's.
Sorry.
Right. Okay.
Chinese, Japanese, or Applebee's?
Merch.
I think we found the name of the.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Chinese, Japanese, Applebee's. What's your gripe?
Wedge salad.
Hey. Oh, interesting.
We've talked about it
before.
Did we talk
about this on the podcast?
Sean Patton on his food. Fucking cut it.
Yeah.
Just cut it.
I mean, yeah.
Fuck you, dude. Cut it.
Yeah.
Cut it.
Yeah.
You do the work.
I don't think I've ever agreed with a respectfully segment more than this one.
You get a wedge salad.
Literally, fuck a wedge salad.
Stop. You stop doing less and then charging me more to be like, right?
Right?
Yeah.
No.
It's a head of lettuce on a plate with a little bit of bacon.
Get the farts out of here.
I see a wedge salad.
Shut the fart door.
Thank you.
Cut it. Fucking cut it.
I can't take any frou-frou bullshit item.
Yeah.
Open face sandwich. Fucking close it.
But I think a wedge salad is the opposite of frou-frou, but it's an overcorrection.
Yeah, it's a way overcorrection.
Frou-frou is like we placed every piece of lettuce on the plate perfectly. And
deconstructed hand. Like,
yeah. Deconstructed is
wedge salad is like we got this from the store.
Eat it like a horse in front of everybody.
Like, what exactly do you mean?
And
that
here.
This is a salad.
Yes.
Yeah, you didn't do the thing.
Yeah, so now I have to pick it up and eat it like an apple.
Toss
my salad.
Yeah, or if you do like a...
Toss my salad.
Fucking vegetarians who are like, oh, cauliflower steak. No, you sliced it that way.
Yeah,
that's how you sliced it. Don't make it it's not a steak.
Stop camouflaging vegetables.
And that's the way Zahid slices it.
Folks.
Fuck. Self-snort. Very nice. Very nice.
Self snort.
We got one on right under the gun. We got a Lizzie Gasty snuff snort. Do they do the wedge? Sometimes one of the most annoying ones is they drench it with dressing as if that's anything.
Well, here's the thing. It needs dressing. I think even worse is when they do crumble blue cheese and crumble bacon.
Fuck you.
And now it's all crumbly crunchies on top of a
crumbly crunchies. You fucking son of a bitch. Crumbly crunchies.
Top of a wet head of lettuce.
Yes.
It's bad.
And I'm supposed to do business? It's always
do like business? Yeah. You are not going to business lunches.
I'm doing business right now.
Every place that's made for business lunch has a wedge salad.
Yes, it does.
Because they think that they're really doing something,
but it's
and they're
like,
doing nothing.
How are you going to do business when you're eating like a horse?
Yeah.
Brought it back around again.
A little feedback. How are you supposed to eat salad if you're fucking like a horse?
Yeah. How are you supposed to eat a horse's pussy if it's a wedge salad?
Listen to Zion's old episode. For those references,
I think if they don't know
I
the
think
last
this might be unlistenable if you haven't heard Zion's other episode. Also, if you maybe just in general. Yeah.
Did they compare a wedge salad to eating a horse pussy? Yeah,
and it's never been done before.
No one's done that before.
Rarest.
Yeah, fuck a wedge salad.
Also, check us out. This is gonna blow your mind.
All right, let's go.
It's not as good as the last one. All right. I do believe in it.
Okay.
Single mosquito in the room.
Oh.
Does it not? Is it not? Isn't that sentence infuriating?
I'm upset.
Single mosquito in the room.
Isn't that so
is
funny?
One of the worst things that can happen right? to you.
If I said, hey, there's a mosquito in this room right now, no one would listen to anybody.
Yeah. It would change everything.
The 25 minutes of like,
It would change everything. Oh my God.
You're imparting ADD
single
into the room.
Mosquito yeah. in your bedroom?
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. And also that thing's like obsessed with
I'm trying to watch obsessed. Kong versus Godzilla. Yeah.
Why can it never just be full and hang out in the corner?
No, it won't.
It's like obsessed with me.
That sentence also is kind of like, you know how cellar door is supposed to be like a beautiful sentence?
Yeah, yeah, beautiful.
Which is something a wedge salad motherfucker would
Wait,
say.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, cellar like door is supposed to be like the most gorgeous phrase.
Why?
Blah, 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 blah.
Basement.
Cellar door.
It's how it sounds.
But
it sounds bad. Cellar door?
Well,
that's English.
No.
No.
Whoa.
That's
looks like you got some of that in you too.
Hey,
you
learned to speak the language.
Yeah.
Cellar door. Cellar door. And then I let him in my cellar door, if you know what I mean. That's disgusting. That's foul. That's bad, bad stuff.
Yeah. Well, so cellar door, except for Lizzie's opinion, everyone thinks it's like the most gorgeous, but
that's
single
crazy.
Single mosquito in a room is also a sentence where I'm like, that's in
I'm
the
so
that's
mad.
So
single
perfect.
Mosquito in a room is the anger and annoyance version of yes. baby shoes for sale never worn.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay, I got the opposite of that. A nice one.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of a mosquito.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
No, not a lot of mosquitoes in a lot of rooms.
Bugs in my veins.
We're all having a psychotic break. Respectfully, I hate these bugs in my skin.
Okay, you ready for this?
Respectfully.
It's going to be feel nice. It's going to feel nice.
Okay.
Bird at the airport.
Oh.
Come on.
Bird at the airport.
What is he
business?
Doing?
Yeah. Why does he have to go to Toledo? Yeah. Why is he here?
Get out of here.
Yeah. You know what I do fear, though? I do
what
fear
are you, TSA
that.
TSA pre-check?
Yeah.
He's getting a little briefcase.
He's got a little bed.
Yeah.
He's got a little business lunch. Going to get a little wedge salad.
He's going to need a wedge salad.
Because he's going to a business meeting.
In his nest.
And a wedge salad is bird food.
Yes, it is.
Here's my thing on the bird in the airport. I worry sometimes that he's going to accidentally get on a plane.
Oh.
And then he's going to wake up in like Arkansas and he's not going to know any of those birds.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dusty Slay's got a great joke about
this. Oh, really?
But he goes, you ever, there's like a fly in your car and you open up the window. He's like, that fly's like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, like, that's what I mean. I've been thinking about this since I was a child.
Now.
I'm like, I worry about these birds and bugs that are just displaced from their community.
I worry about the bugs in my veins, but that's a whole different thing.
And that's their community.
I'm less of a person and more of a community of
microbes.
But what
happens if the bird, you know, if the bird ends up in Hawaii it doesn't live there?
I'll go the other way. I'll go back the other way. Car wash at the gas station.
Whoa.
Wow.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you like that or hate that?
I hate it. Why are you giving
me
No, but why are you giving me the offer at the pump? I'm at the pump.
Yeah, okay.
You think they go, would you like a car wash? I go, imagine if I went, you know what? Fuck it.
Throw it in.
I'm not moving around.
Zayed, that's the only time I've ever gotten a car wash.
When you got upsold at the pump?
Yep. I go,
this is why you hate pizza.
I go, now that you mention it, the car's a little dirty.
Yeah.
You're watching Mario Lopez on a tiny screen.
Yeah. I actually walk through the car wash with the bugs in my vein.
Okay. Guys. Okay, we lost Andrea.
Where are we?
She's done.
Guys, how's it going?
Tim, cut her mic. Yeah. She's done. Let her think she's podcasting. She's got bugs in her veins. I'm going to take her to a home after
emotions.
This.
I will say this. Okay, counter. Bird in the airport. Beautiful. Yeah, yeah. Bird in the JMZ Myrtle Wyckoff, where there's
not
like
great.
Open air and closed air, and it's a pigeon.
It's a pigeon. That's
a
why.
Pigeon.
That's
yeah.
why.
Because
a pigeon would ride the subway.
Yes. And
a
I'm
pigeon
like,
actually is like, I'm trying to go there.
Yeah. He's like, I got to go.
A pigeon is like, I'm
a ground bird.
Yes.
Yeah.
A pigeon is like, I have to get to Hell's Kitchen.
Yes. Yeah, so
I feel
they
like
love
pigeons.
Hell's Kitchen.
I have to see a man about a thing in Hell's Kitchen. I have to see a man about a wedge salad in Hell's
that's
Kitchen.
That's where my tailor is.
Yeah. I feel bad for pigeons.
I do too.
We demand domesticated them, and then we said, never mind. And now they're all like, well, I don't know what to do with my stupid little brain.
Do you know they attack the weak one?
Let them vote next?
I mean, honestly, we should. You know,
do you think pigeons are liberal or conservative?
Conservative.
Disagree.
Come on. What?
I think they're socialists.
I'll tell you, they're not right wing or left wing. They're both wing.
Oh, end of the pod. Okay. End of the pod. We got there.
No, they're moderates.
No one will ever love you for your truth.
I really love those little sentences that make you feel something.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for doing that for us.
God damn. How about this one? Woman in your life.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How about this one? Someone to take you to the hospital.
Yeah.
I hope that I find love and I come back and I'm not funny.
I hope
that
so, too.
That is one of my fears.
I hope that I come back here and you guys go,
and
what's happening?
I'll tell
I go,
you what.
It's great, actually. You know what? You're right about the water.
Yeah.
And I go, is this funny?
Yeah.
And I go, hey, when you go to play basketball, you ever notice how? And they're like, everyone's like, stop talking.
Yeah, get him out of here.
I'll tell you what, that does happen a little at the beginning.
It does,
It does, because you're happy.
Yeah.
You get all dumb.
I had a set last night. I came in, I was a little bit happy because I was like having a good walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally had to go, I have to chill because this set's going to go bad if I'm too like.
But hey, there will always be something to be sad about.
And that's like
there will always be a single mosquito in a room.
Yeah.
Even if you're in love.
Cellar door.
Woman in your life.
Cellar door. cellar door. I hardly know her door.
I hardly closed her.
Salad door.
Wedge.
All right. This is now just becoming words. I think it's time to sign off. It might be time to sign off, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Oh, my
We're
going
to go do heroin.
Yeah.
We're going to go try heroin.
Have we not been doing heroin this whole time?
No, but
all
we
right.
will.
Well, that's kind of the way I've been riding. Zahid, where can they find you, follow you, try to break down your walls?
Yeah.
I'm at Pro911 on Instagram.
Love it.
Pro911 anti-wedge salad.
Yeah.
Just my Zahid Devgen, everything. Nobody has this stupid long name.
Yes. And Zahid's Don't Tell, one of my favorite
really good.
Don't Tell sets
oh,
of
thanks,
all
man.
Time.
Really very good.
Oh my God, so fucking fantastic.
Also Lizard.
Thanks, buddy.
Fucking rocked it.
Right?
Thanks.
And Not Gay, found it out via the Don't Tell.
Yeah, I know. Lizards Don't Tell.
Thunk.
Huge sensation, viral sensation.
Everybody's talking about who's gay.
Yeah.
Was that Trump?
Yeah, it kind of was.
These
gay people.
Everybody's talking about who's gay.
These are the worst Trump impressions I've ever seen.
I'm gay.
I'm a gay guy.
I'm a little gay sometimes.
Well,
I'm not gay.
I said that guy's gay. I know
gay.
He's gay.
It's beautiful gay. Beautiful and gay. I said, that's the gayest man I've ever seen. He said, I'm gay.
This is my Biden. I got bugs in my bones.
I'm gay.
I'm the president. All right, Lizzie, your socials.
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. Watch my Don't Tell set. And I also have a set out with Cracked. That's a website.
We'll link it. We're going to link it. It's been a long day.
Yeah. They do comedy stuff. They taped one of my stand-up sets. It's on YouTube. Go look at that.
It's great.
You friggin' idiot.
And I run a show every Wednesday and Saturday in Brooklyn called Comedians You Should Know. You can go to that, too.
Yeah. And check me out at nom 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 nom.
That's going to hurt their ears.
Andrea Comedy 69 across all social media platforms. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. I love when you guys come in and you comment. We have fun. Some weird guy tells us we have numbered days to live, whatever that may be.
Parasocially relate to us.
Parasocially get in there, my paragirlies. And that's the show, folks.
Good night.
Tim, that's about as crazy as it gets.